VICT Consultancy.
Hello, this is Paul Warner of VICT Consultancy. I've been a JAWS user since 1998. And since that time, it's been pretty obvious that if you want a reliable, accurate screen reader for Windows, you're going to have to pay a lot of money for something like JAWS or WindowEyes or one of the other access systems that are available. But during that time, I've been dreaming, like so many other people, of a free Windows screen reader that will give us the kind of access that VoiceOver does for the Apple Mac. Well, I don't think there is one which is as flexible, say, as JAWS, but NVDA, made by an Australian non-profit organisation, comes pretty close. Of course, it isn't as fully featured as JAWS and WindowEyes, but what it does extremely well. So this podcast is not meant to be a detailed review of NVDA, and it isn't a tutorial of how to use NVDA, but what it does do is show you how useful NVDA can be in a situation, for example, where you want to access someone else's computer. In this case, I'm going to be accessing my wife's laptop, and on her laptop, there aren't any screen readers at all. So I'm using NVDA and running it from a USB memory stick. And so what I will do is I'll simply plug it into her laptop, access my emails online, I'll read an email and reply to it, but for the purposes of that reply, I'm going to create a Microsoft Word document and attach it to the reply, and then I will check my podcast reader and download from Google Reader, which is my podcast reader, a podcast from the BBC In Touch program, it's a program for the blind, and I will download that onto my USB drive, turn off the screen reader NVDA, unplug my USB stick and walk away. And it's as simple as that. So here I am at the laptop. I'll just put the USB stick into the USB port. Press escape just to make sure there are no pop-ups there. So I'm going to run NVDA by using the run command from the start menu. Just press Windows R and then E, which is the drive letter for USB. Typing in NVDA there. Very well.
Windows off messenger.
And there's some applications up already, but I'm just going to go straight to my Google Mail account by again invoking the run command from the start menu.
Run the
and putting in the URL. And the default browser will then open up. And that's a point when you get into Google Mail these days. It's such a graphical thing, I believe, that there's an alternative version which gives you basic HTML, which is what I'm going to choose. So I'll just find that. Right, so I'm going to go to the top of the screen. It's sometimes when you sit down at someone else's laptop, you don't quite know the key configuration, and this is where NVDA can help. And just like JAWS, you can invoke a keyboard help by pressing insert number 1 on the key row, the numbers row. I'm going to do that now. And the buttons in the top right, in the right-hand side of the laptop.
Delete
is the very top right button to the left of that.
NVDA.
Below NVDA, backspace,
enter,
and then okay. Back to the delete. Below that,
home. Page up. Page down. End.
And that doesn't speak.
Right arrow. Down arrow. Left arrow. Up arrow.
So right, that gives me an idea of the layout of the laptop keyboard, and it's a very handy feature if you're going to someone else's PC or laptop. So I'm going to come out of keyboard help.
NVDA plus one, input help off.
I'm going to go to the top of the screen, control home, and invoke the NVDA find.
Find dialog, type the text you wish to find, type the text you.
HTML.
Google Mail out of my frame, visited link HTML for a better experience.
I'm going to press enter on that.
Google Mail inbox, Mozilla Firefox, unknown.
Okay.
D. You 50 rows and 4 columns. Row 1, column 1, checkbox not checked. Column 2, ball, meet brackets 3. Column 3, graphic attachment. Link NVIDIA test high. Can you please send the word attachment?
Ah, right. Now that's a test email that I sent myself from another email account. So I'm going to press enter to open the message.
Google Mail NVIDIA test visit. HTTPS. Mail Google.com Mail HS on the opt.
And if I press H to go down the headings.
Account of Google phone in or drafts, tam, brand, contacts, link, labels, heading, let NVIDIA test table with 4 rows and 2 columns, row, out of table, NVIDIA test heading, level 2.
That's the title of the email, so I'm just going to arrow down to find the text of the email.
Graphic, graphic attached, blank, table with 4 rows, column 2, tube, March 20, 2012, at 144.
Email details.
Row 2, column 1, 2, ball 1, row 3, link, row 4, high, can you please send the word attachment?
Okay. Now, what I'm going to do here is to open up Word and create a document, save it to the USB drive, and then send it as an attachment in the reply. First to the desktop.
Desktop list, Microsoft Office Word 2007, 23 of 28. Document 1, Microsoft Word, non-commercial use. Document 1. This in the document you want.
This is the document you want. Control S to save.
Selected. This is the document you want.
Test attachment.
Selection. ESD.
I'm going to shift tab up to the location.
From a 200 expand common place command box. Search edit search blank address. See users current documents tool. Address combo box collapsed. Edit the selected see users current documents. Cap C unselecting see users current. Selecting see users current. Selection removed. Address E toolbar. Search edit search. Command module. Common places for expand folders button. Explore folder view list. NVIDIA not header control list. File name. Combo box collapsed. Edit LTN. Selected test attachment.
Here we are.
Test attachment compatibility mode Microsoft Word non-commercial use. Test at-
Right, I'm going to exit from Word.
And Windows Live Messenger.
I'm going to switch back to Google Mail.
Google Mail NVIDIA test Mozilla Firefox. Google Mail NVIDIA test Mozilla Firefox. Google Mail NVIDIA. Out of table with reply. To Paul Warner PDW Mail beat internet.com.
And use the quick reply facility. There's an edit box here that I can type in a little message.
Button more reply options. Edit multi-line.
Just hit enter on that to go into forms mode. And type here it is.
Here it is.
I'm going to go back to that more reply options.
Out of edit more reply options button. Google Mail Compose Mail Table. Row 1 column.
Now, go to the attachment facility quickly. I'm just going to search for the word attach on the page.
Find dialog tag, selection. Google Mail Table with 8 rows and 2 columns. Row 5, column 1, graphic attachment. Column 2, attachments. Row 6, column 1. Column 2, edit read-only button, browse. Cap P, R. File upload, dialog, file name.
That was the browse button, so now I can browse for the file I wish to upload, which again is in my USB drive.
Folder view list, NVIDIA expand folders button, common place, command module toolbar, search edits, address, e toolbar, desktop delete button.
It's focusing on the USB drive at the moment, so I'm going to go back to the folders list.
Search edits, command mod, common place, expand folder, folder view list, NVIDIA not selected,
and
1 of
40. Hit T, I want to find test attachment.
Talks for UK for, talks installation. Test attachment 12 of 40.
There we are, hit enter.
Google Mail Compose Mail Mozilla Firefox. Row 7 attachable files button. Row 8 column 2 message body edit multi-line. Hear it. Out of table send button.
It's a send button. Hit enter.
Google Mail NVIDIA test. Mail link calendar link documents link photos link sites link groups link search visited link more. Edit.
That's fine. I'm going to find the sign out link on this page. I'm going to get the list of links by inserting F7.
Elements list dialog filter by.
Hit S.
Level settings unlocked. Sign out 11 of 67 level 0.
Hit enter.
Google Mail and sign out link. Google accounts. Please username edit blank.
Now, the next thing I want to do is to download a podcast. I'm going to go to my podcast reader, which is Google Reader. So to do that, I will go to the address bar with Alt D.
Navigation toolbar, toolbar.
And type in
www.reader.google.com.
Now,
email, edit.
I need to sign in, so I'm going to type in my email address.
Paul. Warner 65. password that is protected.
Black password.
Sign in button. Alert remember password for Paul Warner 65 Google email. Alert remember password button. Close this message button 3 of 3. Google Reader bracket says Mozilla Firefox.
And I want to find a podcast from the BBC In Touch programme. So I'll find that again by searching for the word touch.
Google list with 1 items, list with 6 items, link touch news for blind people. Link main menu, link in touch news for blind people.
I'll press enter on that. And then...
link main menu.
Find it again on the page with insert F3.
Out of list, link touch, news for blind people. Clickable mod 15.2, heading level 2, visited link in touch, coping with sudden blindness and a preview of the pleasure.
Now that will be the link to play or download, so I'm going to hit the applications key, which is equivalent to a right click.
Menu, open link, bookmark, save link as, okay.
Save link as.
Go. Enter name of file to save to, dialog file name, save as type, file name, combo box collapse. Edit LDN, selected in touch 20,100,000.
That's the one. Again, I'm going to navigate to the USB drive.
Save as type, file name. Folder view list, in touch 20, expand phone, common click, command mod, search edit, address, NVDA toolbar, desktop, delete button. Address combo box collapse, edit deeds, selection removed.
Just typing in.
Address, toolbar, search edits, command module, common place, expand phone, folder view list, NVDA offset, header control list, name, combo box collapse, edit LDN, selected in touch 20.
I'm going to tab down to the save button.
Save as type. Toolbar, hard folders button. Save as type, combo box MP3 format, sound collapse, LDT. File name, combo box collapse, edit LDN, selected in touch 20,120,000. Save as type, toolbar, hard folders button. Save button, alt S. List 30%, 42%, 55%, 68%, 81%, 92%. In touch 20, top description, top yesterday, 30.0k, book move from UK 3 of 42.
Okay, that's it finished. So I can now Alt F4 out of the Google Reader.
Google Reader bracket says Mozilla Firefox. Google Reader bracket says document. Heading level 2, visited link in touch. Go. Windows Live Messenger.
That's where we were, and I can shut down NVDA with insert Q. Take the USB stick out of the laptop. And that's it. If you wish to comment on this podcast, why not send me an email at paul@vict-consultancy.co.uk or simply check out my website, www.vict-consultancy.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
VICT Consultancy.